the question, what can we do to promote harmony amongst the groups? And the following is Master's answer to it.
First of all, we should forgive and forget the past, that is always things with us. There, as I told you in my talk last night, many misunderstandings creep up. And the majority of them are due to hearing to the ears of others and seeing to the eyes of others. Take it that if he had not told you, then you know. So what has been done, if at all it is true, even then that can't be mended now. We have to forget. I tell you, the man who can forget, he's a very strong man, you see. He's not a... Man cannot forgive me. Forgiveness is... requires a very big heart, you see. And those who won't, don't like to forgive others, how can they expect forgiveness from God? We wish that we should be forgiven. We pray for that, is it not? He will forgive us only if we forget us. Forgive others too, is it not? If we don't forgive the God in others, how the God in others who is there, he can forgive you. So first thing is to forgive. Not only to forgive, but forget. Start afresh. And for future, don't believe what others say. And what others say they have heard or they have seen. See? Unless you see for your own self or hear with your own ears, don't believe one thing. Even somebody has told you something not becoming. You see, man has got different moods. We are not perfect, you see. If we have love for others, that very loving the worst of things are beautified, you see. You have to see from that level, you see. This is what about the past. For future, you have to start your slate afresh, you see. Many things, little things, you've got in your mind already embedded. Others sometimes say, oh yes, it must be like that. You just see through the what is the smoking glasses, you know, and we will go. The first thing I would say, forgive and forget. And along with that, keep your diaries. Introspect your day-to-day life. Any infirmity on your part should be entered in there. You try to be drunk with the outer thing, and the other thing is you give regular time to it. Like this. We both these together will work wonderfully. If you sit by fire all cold is gone, if you come in contact with the light of sound principle, naturally, all infirmities leave you. That's the effect of that. Some by outer self-introspection, and others will leave off you by coming in contact with the God power vision. And you will go in love, you see, like that. So love overflows, everything becomes mystical. And you also, you will have more problems over here. one thing which is still more important than all these is to know that we are working on one common cause. As I told you last night, that we have been just brought in such a relation that can never end, break even after death. We are grateful you got man body, we are grateful that you got some experience on the way to start him, and more grateful we are that we have been just linked in such a relation which can never break or anything. So if anybody who is related to you punishes your child and slaps you on the face, what do you do? Did you believe? You said you are right. Listen. So all of you, you see, when you are working for one common cause before you, the more one can do, the better. There is no question of competition to you. We are all working for the same cause. The more each man can do, the more he will respect you better. But mind that what you work, there should not be any ego in it that you are related with. The world loves, the world, world, W-O-R-L-D. If you eliminate L within, what it remains? World. The world is gone. You just eliminate yourself. But you are doing your God. You become the mouthpiece of God. Listen, I think if you practice 2 or 3 months, you'll find ready for this. This sometimes is very well. I know more, I am more important. But we are important so far as God takes us to us. Otherwise, all thanks go to Him. The God power working through us. And we are working all for Him. There is no need whether anybody watches you, you are working or not. You do, you be true to Him. I think in a very short time you see for your own self, you will grow more in love, you see. You men can do more. If anybody comes up to help you, the more fortunate you are. There's no question of possession or domination, you see. So these are very simple things. I think you know all of you already. I'm not telling you anything new. So first of all is we should forgive. We may have got little diligence. Patterson may told me like that, he thinks of like that. That pre-possessed idea already within you. You just judge everything what comes out from that smoking rocket. I think so. You know, progress from day to day, we find more love. And we should have confidence, trust on all those who are on the way. You can also have trust on other truth, there are good people everywhere. But you are selected to be good people. God knows, you see. I remember of a event in the time of the third group of the sixth group of us. One man was there and indicated he was just having a small child. He will bath in the river. So somebody came running up. Well, Master wants you. What did he do, you know? He left the child standing there. He ran. And he said, oh, what are you doing? Your child will drown. Oh, my brother is drowning. You should have such like trust and confidence from your brother. When we are all working for the same cause, what more is working? Don't you see, look from the individual angle of vision, you see, with the lip, live from the angle of vision, which we have been given, you see. But this can develop only, you see, if we have no evil thinking about anybody else. If anybody else does it, even so, even now, you see, it doesn't harm you. It harms you only when you take it for yourself. Man is calling it to somebody there. You're all right when you show he's telling for me only. Only then you are quite out innocent. It so happens, you see, Lord Buddha was there. Somebody came up to. Sometimes you find such like a position comes up, you see, by rival parties or something. He came and began to call names, you see, like anything. He came about in the evening and it was night altogether. You see, when a man is in the mood, you see, go on, call it like anything, even he forgets everything all around. It got dark. Then he thought, oh, if it gets dark, he had to go back. When he was turning, Buddha said, well, look here, dear friend. Yes, what are you to say? And look here, if somebody brings some present, and the part, and the person who, for whom he has brought, he does not accept, let me do that present will remain. And naturally, you have brought it. Well, whatever present you have brought for me, I do not accept it. So these are the lessons in this. Learn from the life of great men. I have been very fond of reading all these biographies ever since as a student. You find an old great man, I did something. So we have to just follow the footsteps. I tell you, to read to God is not difficult. You say, oh, to make a man is difficult. We are all on the way to perfection. Some 10%, some 20%, some 40%, but not yet fully perfect. But we have to be perfect as your father is in heaven. That's our goal. And God loves all, you see, even those who call His names who do not believe in Him. Is it not? And if the God in you, you want to realize it, you should also behave the same way. I think this is the way. I told you no new thing, but we should start with a clean heart. What is past should be forgotten. First forgiven, then forgotten. Even by forgiven, oh, I have forgiven you already. Why should I forgive you again? So this is what was put to Master Jesus. He said, what should you do? Can forgive others? How many times? What your scripture says is 7 times. You say, I say, forgive him 77 times. This scripture is not only for reading, ruminating over, you see. It is learn. What you learn, that should become the part of your life. You change and change. And I think that's a very good question you have put in. We are already here, I gave it yesterday too, that this is all due to us, you see. If Khanna is there, you are there, God and you are there, anybody, A, B, C, D, they are working for the cause of the Master. There may be little flaws here, there, you see. But if you look from the angle of love, you see, everybody is doing his best in his own way. We should learn, I think, one thing more, appreciation of others. If you learn even that much, I think that will sweep away all the dirt. That won't add any more dirt to it. Whatever little man does, appreciate. If he does more, still appreciate. The appreciation, I think, will save you from adding more trouble, more of that to your mind. We don't appreciate others better than you. We all say, I have done the most. What I can do, nobody else can do. And that I have come through then, you see, that spoils the whole show. Little poison added into sweet will kill you. So that is what I told you, it is not difficult to preach God, but it is difficult to preach man. You see, that takes time. And man body is the very golden opportunity that we have got. We can do that. Each one can change their hope for everything. This is what I told you, that every saint has its past, and every sinner has it. A man who is reading now in any class, you see, tries to be PhD something. He has somebody reading in the primary class, isn't it? And the same man who is reading in the primary class, he gets the same help and guidance. He can become that degree too. So we should look to everybody from his level. You are a man or higher value, why don't you, does he not do like that as I'm doing? That gives some concession. These things little by little added up, you see, gives mind that also drives every, I would say, iota of love within you. Forgive and forget, have appreciation for whatever any man does it, do what for the sake of the common God we are for. Don't see what others do less while I do your best. Each one do less. Have appreciation for one another. I think that is very good ground for your meditation too. These small thoughts, you see, just vibrate. The vibrating of it on a small wire, if you strike it, and that vibrates, continue vibrating for some time. Then the little thought vibrates. That is why sometimes our meditations are not good, for some reason, one reason or another. You remain a man, out of a man, who is smarter than a man. Like you, he's got the only two eyes, not four. You see? He passes through the world, you see? So he becomes an example for him. He's done not that he'll get four hands or 4 feet to walk. But just you've done that way, you can also do it. Proper guidance and help. I don't give lectures, you see, I give heart-to-heart talks. That is why.
Give us the parable about bending the elbows again.
I told you that masters give.
Daddy, come on here.
Give the feet.
Yes, yes.
There are three beautiful children outside and they are waiting for
days
to see you. Can I bring them in?
Oh.
Yes, yes, okay.
Surely, what
little
time?
Children.
Yes. Oh, yes, bring them.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Suffer little children to come. That's so wonderful. They are the budding hope of the coming generation, you see. Budding hope.
The master just took his lunch and he would like to take a rest, so just for a few minutes I brought, because in the evening
oh, never mind. I'll just say this, what he wants to tell you.
Right. So,
parable goes like that the God Vishnu, who provides the world, you see, same God but just demarcated just for certain function, you see. He invited all good and bad people, you see. Gods and demons. And that prepared a very big banquet. for them. The food was just laid down. Seats were arranged for both of them. They all sat together. And that in such like even the host had to say something. He said, "Oh dear friend, I welcome you. But there's one condition, and hey, for you, that is, when you take food, don't bend your arms. You bend your arm only that is when you reach your mouth, not otherwise. And it's long for you, you enjoy it." Those people who we call bad are not dwelled, you see. They won't sleep. Wreck their friends. What to do? How to reach our mouth? We could not find any solution. So it's a sad verse. We have been simply ridiculed. Like I think they left the place. And the others who were there, they said, yes, there must be something in it. You see, always mind that when you hear something, those who are blunt, they do not say anything. I mean, unnecessary, there is some meaning, something in it, we should try to understand. They came to the conclusion, yes, you said something and very good. All right, we won't bend our arms. We'll simply take the food and stretch like that. You stretch. That was your hand to reach my hand to reach your mouth. So this is, you see, parable from which we have to learn. We only want to eat our own selves. We like to just make others eat, make others happy, make others spend our lives. You know? If we look to the convenience of others, then I think all will be happy. There can be nobody who will be unhappy. So share with us. This is what is given, you see, in all scriptures. They are laid down tight, giving something for the good of the people, somewhere partiers. That is to begin until everything is given away for God. So we learn to share with others, I think there's no other place. One brother is rich, the other is poor. He has been killed on because of another, he doesn't care. Yeah? This is all the trouble. I told one of the governors, you see, I met. All this problem of the government should be solved, I told them. I said, look here, you have been given custody of certain people under you. You look after their community the most you can. Love of service, service of humanity, service of God. God has entrusted you with that. All who have got whatever number they have got, you see. Let them serve them the most. You are responsible to God for that. If one country has more people to serve, he cannot manage. Let other country people manage to provide them or transfer them to their country. Everything can be solved. One or two or three cases, you see, they have turned. So if you just think that way, whatever we have got, all of a sudden we have the same rights. We simply, in our dominating spirits, you see, spoil the song for little iota. That hell should be eliminated and the world will remain the same. These things are given in our scriptures. We simply ruminate, no like any devouring anything, not anything take to our heart, make it a part and parcel of our life. When I was young, I used to read my scriptures, 36. But that's a big voluminous book, you see, covering about 1,300 pages, big size. Then I think hundreds of hymns in that. I used to read only one hymn and put it down in light. Like I said, that is the lesson given to me today. Read it once, twice, four times, all through day. And sometimes for 2 days. So if we read scriptures in that way, I think we can Recently we forgot what was written in the scriptures. We heard something and we forget what was the subject of the talk today. First we should learn wholeheartedly, attend wholeheartedly, and grasp, and make it a part and parcel of your life. The diet which is digested will give you strength. Okay? And the diet which is not digested, the doctor will show better. It has gained some disease, fermented in the body. So this is what it means. If everybody knows this, that you see, simply will learn and forget. Don't learn anything to be forgotten. You may learn one thing, and other things will follow. Learn to love and everything you offer. Service will follow, sacrifice will follow, everything. Love always, no giving. He won't eat, he will give to the rest. When he won't eat, he will take out the marshal from his own mouth and give to the child. Can you imagine? Make one point in your life, that's what other things will happen. Be truthful. You always tell truth who you are. What are you doing now? What are you doing last night? If you are truthful, naturally, you will be ashamed. Mm. You won't try to do it again, you see. So, see, if there is any one thing you just digest, make it part and parcel of your life will change. That I think so much of you, so much you know, perhaps in many cases more than me intellectually. But the difference is only that you have not digested that.
सच्चे पास से ख्याल है कि बहुत सारे आदमी आए हैं जिहड़े ग्रुप लीडर से साढ़े तीन तो साढ़े चार तक उन्होंने वास्ते वक्त रख ली
मोस्ट वेलकम
सो आई थिंक ऑल ग्रुप लीडर्स एंड रिप्रेजेंटेटिव आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू गेट टुगेदर एट 3:30 फॉर एन आवर और सो वी कैन टॉक द थिंग्स ओवर विद द प्रेजेंस ऑफ द मास्टर जस्ट फॉर द लीडर्स
यू सी जस्ट लीडर्स आर एज I mean, dear to me as you are, simply if they have got any difficulties in their
work.
Yes,
they can express and get suggestion from the master.
Heart to heart.
And then 7:30 will be the regular meeting here, you see.
Oh, that's all right.
So all kinds of
things. Because you have got some practical difficulty, imagine you, you see.
Yes. So everybody can eat and get it over, then 7:30 is the meeting. But this 3:30 for the leaders who have
got difficulties. Practical difficulty or something like that.
They could all
I think they've got more experience being direct in contact all around. I hope they'll be all for the
office. Because it's very important to talk the things and get master's approval and suggestion.
I tell you, this is what I suggested at the very beginning, 1955, that all representatives who are chosen, they should lay heads together at regular intervals to just see what are the difficulties and get the solution. If all of you sit together, love each other, that will be a very good example for others. If you don't meet any other man, you see, just talking too highly about your own self and denouncing others, then that's bad. Name on the very movement. Follow it. So I'm very glad to see you at Trichas.
Yes, sir.
Even more, you see, so long as there are no reservations, all of you are welcome.
Could you just give us a couple words on love before you go?
No, but he has been talking about love the whole thing.
Love? What is the sign of love?
What is the sign of love?
Yes, outer. Whom you remember, you see, whom you love, he's never forgotten. Even in your dreams. You see? So, love so much that even in dreams you see him, you see? Even in your deep, sound sleep, you may be giving up the same thing. Out of the abundance of heart and your dreams. So,
alright.
Yes, sir.
Anyone
you love. Yes, most welcome you are.